the one subject that has got everybody in South Africa paying attention is national health insurance, whether you are one of those who supports it or doesn't support it. We've got to find a solution to universal health care in this country that is better than what we have at the moment. But how? Business Unity South Africa's Deputy CEO and incoming Chief Executive Kulikane Mate joins us for an update on, well, a very important development, Kulikane, the fact that BUSA has met together with members of the government to start trying to find a solution. This seems to be a bit of a breakthrough, is it?
Thanks, Alec. And we certainly are happy with the fact that the president did grant us an audience as business to table the concerns that we have been raising in the past about the National Health Insurance Act.
So you met yesterday?
Yes, that's correct. We met on Tuesday the 17th, yesterday.
And how long a discussion did you have?
So clearly, the president has very limited time, you know, between his travel and so on. So the meeting was scheduled as an hour-long meeting, which it was. And so in a sense, it precluded the possibility of discussing detailed proposals and detailed suggestions of how we address some of the concerns. And rather, we really just discuss process of how we move forward, you know, on trying to address those challenges, because the time would just not allow to thresh out all the details.
And have you had meetings of this kind in the past?
We meet with the government regularly on a range of issues. As it relates to the NHI, this is the first opportunity we have to meet with the president, and so we are very happy about that.
So you've really gone to the top. Did you suggest to him or intimate to him that there are going to be a lot of lawsuits if the NHI goes through in its current form? Because we know this. It's not just, I don't know if BUSA is going to be having those lawsuits, but certainly there are lots of people lining up who believe that in many ways it's unconstitutional.
You would know this, Alec. It's never a good negotiating strategy to go and threaten the other party. And so certainly this was not about going to government and making threats, except for what is already known, those parties that have already gone to court. And so that is already known by the government and by everybody, clearly indicating that perhaps many more may follow. And this is obviously not something that would be the first prize. The first prize would be to resolve all differences through engagement. And this is why we requested the opportunity to engage with the president. And the meeting was very cordial, but also very constructive, very forward-looking, very solution-oriented. And that left us feeling very positive about a possibility of resolving the concerns that we have.
What is the next step?
The president requested business to provide proposals on the very concerns that we've raised, because the president is clearly keen on us moving forward rather than being stuck on problems. So he said, give me proposed solutions. On the basis of the proposed solutions, we can then decide how we treat those, how we engage in detail around those proposals. So in many ways, the ball is in our court as business to then provide the detailed proposals to the president.
I had a fascinating discussion with Dr. Richard Friedland, the chief executive of Netcare, just a week or so ago, where he dusted off old ANC policy from 1998, which was affordable, executable, certainly, and he's an insider in the industry, something that could make a big difference and bring us closer together from those who want to spend a lot of money on something which seems unaffordable and those who are wanting to get universal healthcare. Is that going to be part of your analysis? I'm not sure how close he is to those who've been talking about the NHI from the Boozer's point of view.
1998, Alec, you know, you were still at Capital Radio, if I recall, in 1998. Richard was part of the Boozer delegation that met with the president. And of course, the time did not allow for that proposal to be presented in detail. But it certainly, it would be one of the many proposals that are presented to the president about a possible way forward that addresses the challenges that we face. Because one thing that we are agreed on is that the status quo is just not sustainable, and that we need to move forward, you know, and therefore the openness on the part of the president to hear proposed solutions from us is very encouraging.
Just help us to understand practically how it works from here. You are, the ball's in your court, in business's court. You are going to put something together to take to the president. How is that packaged? What meetings happen now to get to that point, and how long might it take?
So we have obviously throughout the process leading up to the legislation being passed in parliament and subsequently had a team that was working on business submissions on the Act Bill at the time. And so that team will assemble and pull together these proposals, because they sit in various documents and various submissions that have been made from time to time. So pull all of that together into a single document that can be presented to the president. We did not commit to specific timelines, but it is absolutely critical that we do this in the shortest time possible without compromising on the quality of the output.
There are critics who say that business and government talk, but they rarely find an executable solution. Are you hopeful that it will be different this time around?
I certainly do not share that view, given what we have been able to achieve with government in other areas. As you know, there is a partnership with government which started with looking at how to resolve the energy crisis, the transport and logistics crisis, crime and corruption, in the consideration of other areas. And there it is really about how to implement changes, how to implement actions that will result in tangible outcomes. And so we want to bring the same mindset to this and say, let's agree on solutions. It serves nobody to be stuck in a situation where there's no agreement and therefore there are court cases and the legislation is stuck in court. Of course, if you know, that becomes the ultimate and those who have, you know, taken those cases will probably proceed with those cases if they feel that the process does not yield the desirable outcomes. We believe that we can find each other, we can resolve challenges so that we can move forward.
Just to close off with, do you get the sense that there is a new breeze, a new openness about government now that we have a government of national unity rather than a one-party majority as we had in the past?
We certainly, before, even during the sixth administration, we started finding that government was a lot more willing to work with us, which is when this partnership I've just described to you started and is continuing. The president has reaffirmed the commitment of his government in the seventh administration to this partnership and working together, collaboration. He said as much in the statement he made during the opening of parliament, that he believed we could collaborate the private and the public. And so we are pleased that what started in the sixth administration continues and hopefully that it works to the benefit of the country and to the rest of the economy.
Well, I always believe that it's preferable to have jaw rather than war, especially when it comes to a country like ours that does need to be pulling in the same direction. Kulikane Mate is the deputy CEO, incoming CEO from January of Business Unity South Africa. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.